Peace and grace from our Lord Jesus Christ with all you brothers and sisters and friends. It's such a joy to be together in another Sunday, studying the Word of God and seeing how we put that in practice and just seeking the Lord as believers, as family, in this day, reminding ourselves of Jesus being risen and giving life. So it's a joy. Even if under the circumstances, which the pandemic continues and we're still online, but I greet all the family of ICS and as well other brothers and sisters around the world, which will see this video. Before we start in studying the text for today and the word that the Lord has for us, just want to mention briefly that the past time I preached, that I taught, I spoke about the difficulties in this time, about the school of the Holy Spirit, how we go through difficulties, how we experience, what do we do, the Lord helping us through those things. And we had John the Apostle as an example of perseverance, and even when it looked hard that he was in the island of Patmos, in prison, in isolation, he still was seeking the Lord. So in difficult times, seeking the Lord as our refuge, as our rock, as our encouragement, as the one who gives us strength, actually, because he is the only one who can help us. So I want to start with speaking a bit more about the difficulties, but that will not be the theme of today. So before we get into the sermon, I just would like just to pray and ask the guidance of the Lord. So glorious Father, we bless you today. You're the giver of life and we have another day to live. May we live it with thankfulness and living it giving you glory. Lord, as we study your word, we pray that by the help of the Spirit and by our commitment, that we will be doers of your word. We will obey and put it in practice. Help us, Lord, in bad times and in good times. We want to be close to you and close to your heart. Bless us and bless our families, ICS and other families around the world. And may you be glorified through it all. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So we spoke for hard times. And I would like to look a couple of other scenarios very quickly in one text about hard times and difficulties and what we actually do in those times. And then the theme of today, though, it will be loving and following the Lord in good and in bad times. So let's open our Bibles, please, at Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 50. I read very quickly because this is not the main text for studying today, but it is just as an intro on reminding us something about the bad times as well. So Luke chapter 8, verses 40 to 50. The word of God says, "Now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a ruler of the synagogue, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was in his way, the crowd almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloth, and immediately her bleeding stopped. 'Who touched me?' Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, 'Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you.' But Jesus said, 'Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me.' Then the woman, seeing that she could not be go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet in the presence of all people. She told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, 'Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace.' While Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, a synagogue ruler. 'Your daughter is dead,' he said. 'Don't bother the teacher anymore.' Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, 'Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed.'" Well, another couple of difficult situations. Yes, the situation of John was so directly related to us about the pandemic, but as well, these two cases, a woman suffering for 12 years with a disease that no doctor had found any solution to, and then a man which is desperate for his 12-year daughter, which is about to die. So even if these are diseases and hard situations, still connect with the hard situations that we face in our lives. What I want to talk about that before going and speaking about the good times and what we do in those times, I just want to speak that no hard situation lasts forever. The rain doesn't last forever. The sun will always come out. But what we do in those hard situations is so important. Our faithfulness, seeking the Lord. And interestingly enough, though, we do, most of us, not all of us, some people in hard situations, they get bitter and they put the fault to God about different things, and they just get so hardened in their hearts, and it's such a hard life like that. But most of us, we do cry out, help, Lord, help me. And we go to the Lord in times of need and in hard times. And that's good. Of course, God is our refuge. He loves us. He wants us to do that. But he's a father which actually takes care of his children, has care of us. But the point is, we should not only go at those times, but as well, when and how we go to those times is very, very important. Usually, almost all of us, we go, but usually a lot of us, though, don't go right away. Like this woman, or like this leader of the synagogue, we wait a long time. We try our own resources. This woman had tried. Different doctors have spent all her fortune, and now she has one last resource, which is Jesus. And Jesus is kind, he's compassionate, he's merciful, and he does help us even in those cases when we do fail sometimes and we try on our own and then we go to the Lord. He's still merciful, but that's not the point. We should go to Jesus as our first in every hard situation. May that be pandemic, may that be disease, may that be anything. We should walk with Jesus daily, and we should go to him about anything right away, knowing and learning from past experiences, but also truly relying on him that no one else and nothing else can help us. And it pleads his heart, it pleases his heart, it rejoices the heart of Jesus, the heart of the Father, when we go right away to him, when we have something and we talk to him and open up our heart, share about our issues, and he helps us out. And we learn the past time what happens as a school of the Holy Spirit in hard times, what he does. And he gives us a way out as well, but he does something in us as well. But very important to learn to go very quickly to Jesus, because Jesus has all the power. And even in situation of disease, even when a situation, it seems dead, just Jesus is almighty, and we should not lose hope in any situation. So if you're going through hard times, follow the Lord, be faithful to the Lord, seek the Lord, open up your heart to the Lord, tell to the Lord about what you're going through individually, as a family, as a church, as pastors, whatever you are in life. Just go to the Lord and seek his guidance and his help. But love him and follow him in hard times. Now as well, I want to talk today mainly about loving the Lord and following the Lord in good times. It's a theme that it's not talked much. It's a theme that we don't find much written or different sermons talking about what we do in our good times. Usually we need encouragement in hard times and difficult times, which there are a lot of those. But in the good times, it seems that we have everything under control. It seems that everything is doing well, and we forget in some ways, forget the Lord. Maybe we might do the rituals. And I'm not talking about forgetting to go to church or other things, or doing what we are supposed to do as Christians. But I'm talking about our heart relying on the Lord, seeking and depending on him as when we were desperate in those hard times. And good times will come, the sun will come, and there are many of those occasions also in our life. Praise the Lord for that, for those good times, and there, and as there is actually every season. The main verses we'll consider today is on what Paul is talking in Philippians 4, 12, and 13. And then just read these verses where the Word of God says, Paul is saying, inspired by the Holy Spirit, he says, I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, wherever well fed or hungry, wherever living in plenty or in want. And then we have the very famous verses, the very famous verse after this. I can do all this through him who gives me strength. I can do all this through Christ who gives me strength. So Paul, what he's talking here, obviously he's talking about hard times and then good times in the context of having food and having things in his life. And not having, so maybe the material aspect and him being content. But still, when we suffer with our salary, with passing the month, or don't have food at all, which many people have issues with this, of course, that's a hard time. And then when, by the grace of the Lord, we have food in our table and other things, of course, that's a good time. So it's a blessing. So of course, this is one scenario, but the principle is there of being content on relying on the Lord. So my focus today will be on exploring the theme in good times, what we do in those times, and loving the Lord. Because this pandemic will end, or your heart situation will end at one point. But what about after that? How will we behave? What will we do with the habits that we have maybe developed in this time which we're relying and depending on the Lord? Paul did that. He had a lot of hard times, and he says that he had some good times as well. But he says it just doesn't matter in whatever time. We have to be constant. We have to find the secret, which is in the Lord, to rely on him, be content on him, which actually he is eternal, and he doesn't depend on situations. He doesn't depend on people. He doesn't depend on the circumstances. He goes beyond that. And his faithfulness is beyond that. It's beyond our faithfulness. And his goodness is beyond our goodness. So we should rely on him, which he is independent from this thing. And he is the only source who can provide what we really need and satisfaction of our soul. Because even in good times, we still need something to find satisfaction, fill our heart. And then again, as in the bad times, we search some resources and some help, then in the good times as well, we search other things that are around us as satisfaction, but actually should be the Lord. And that's what Paul is talking about. And when he says the famous verse that he can do all things through Christ who strengthens him, he says that on the light of knowing that, experiencing that, knowing from his own life, and then giving the general principle of finding that contentment, trusting the Lord, that we can do all things in bad times and good times, loving God because he's so good, he's so faithful. So, as well, Paul says to Timothy in Timothy 4, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2, he's saying here about preaching the word. He said, preach the word, be prepared in season and out of season. And then he continues as to correct, rebuke, encourage with great patience and careful instruction. So he's saying the word here, just the phrase, season and out of season, that continually he should preach the word. He should love the word of God, preach, use it for his own instructions individually, and then to others that need it around us. So again, in season and in out of season. It's just not that just in good times or alone in bad times, but in any season. May we be experiencing good times or bad times, this word that we're speaking about is available, and it is actually something that we should do at any time. So may we just be prepared. May we love the Lord. May we pray daily, read His word, share encouragement with our brothers and sisters. Not just now that we have time and can do it through internet, or because we are in hard times and we're trying to encourage ourselves and others, but I mean generally as well. Also, when good times will come, may we be prepared with the Word of God for individually and as well for the people around us. As well, Solomon said in Ecclesiastes, we'll not read, but in chapter 3, he's speaking there that there is a time for everything. And he lists a long list of different things. There is time of under the sun. There's a time for different things. There's a season for different things. But who doesn't change is the Lord. And what doesn't change is seeking the Lord in the things that I mentioned above and we've mentioned before, in loving Him and following Him with all of our hearts. When it's hard time like this, we should stay connected with Him, connected with each other and with the family. And as well, we should stay connected with those which will need the Lord. And in good times, when everything is going well for us, for our family, for the church, we should go closer and closer to the Lord. Walk with Him, and also reflect His love, His kindness, and His goodness that He is manifesting in us to others. Not to forget Him, not to get in the wrong contentments, not to get in something that doesn't truly satisfy us. So in hard times and in good times, love the Lord, follow the Lord, be faithful, be close to Him, be close to the family, live in a godly manner, and live in a manner that honors the Lord and edifies the church and reflects the word of Jesus to the world. Now I'll pass the word to Pastor Martin to pray for us based on this word and give us the benediction. May God be glorified. Shalom.
Good morning, and thank you so much, Pastor Dardian, for that very encouraging message that God is faithful in the good times and the bad times, and He is available to us right at the start. We don't have to be like that woman that spends all their resources before seeking Jesus' healing hand. He is with us forever to the very end of the age. He is the God who heals, the God who saves, and the God who loves. And He demonstrated that love for us while we were still sinners. Christ died for us, and that is died for you and me, so we can experience His wonderful grace, His amazing salvation. So thank you once again, Pastor Dardian, for that timely reminder. Please join me in prayer. El Shaddai, Almighty God, Adonai, Majesty, Jehovah, our Lord God, Abba, Father, Daddy. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and His mercy is over all that He has made. All your works shall give thanks to you, O Lord, and your children shall bless you. We shall speak of your glory, of your kingdom, and we shall tell of your power, to make known to the children of man your mighty deeds and the glorious splendor of your kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations. The Lord is faithful in all His words and kind in all His works. The Lord upholds all who are fallen and raises up all who are bowed down. You give grace to the humble, but you oppose the proud. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for your blood that cleanses us from all unrighteousness. We thank you, as far as the east is from the west, you have removed our transgressions from us. We thank you that you're working out all things for the good. And we thank you that you're a sovereign God and you are in control. Our lives are in your hands, and nobody can snatch us from them. We do not know what tomorrow brings, but we do know that you are good and that you are faithful, and you are the God of yesterday, today, and all our tomorrows. Whatever we are facing, you are with us, O Lord, and you will never leave us or forsake us. Forgive us our pride, O Lord. It is the downfall of angels and mankind. Let us follow you humbly, O gracious Lord, as we empty ourselves and humble ourselves before you. Help us to pick up our cross and to follow you. We ask you to crucify our flesh, that is, our pride, our weaknesses, and our inherited sinful corruption. You have already fully redeemed us on the cross, Lord, and you work out all the implications and ramifications of what that means in our lives. We love you, Lord, and we acknowledge our full dependence upon you. Help us. We want to forgive, and we choose to forgive. Oh, Lord, if we're struggling to forgive anybody, help us to remember that you have forgiven us upon the cross, and that we can forgive freely because we have been forgiven. Strengthen our resolve, O Lord, and let your presence increase amongst us, we pray. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for all who have received you, for all who have believed in your name. You gave them the right to become children of God. Therefore, we can approach your throne of grace with full confidence, knowing that we may receive mercy and find grace in our time of need. We thank you that you're a present help in time of trouble. But we don't just want to talk to you in times of trouble and in times of need. We want to talk to you in the good times and the bad times, because you are faithful and you are true, full of grace and full of truth. We want to fellowship and to share our lives with you. You are good, and Lord, in the good and the bad, or the indifferent, you are faithful and you are true. There is no shadow of turning in you, O Lord. You are 12 o'clock. You are 12 bells, Lord. You are the same today, yesterday, and forever. You are faithful and true. And like Pastor Dardian has encouraged us, Lord, we will see this pandemic through, Lord. We will see this season to an end, Lord, like it rains and then comes the sun. We pray, Lord, for all the people affected with COVID-19, particularly those that have the infection. Lord, we pray for those who are suffering. We pray for the families who have lost loved ones. Lord, be glorified in this pandemic, O Lord. May the people turn their faces towards you and humble themselves, and that you would heal this land, this country of ours, O Lord. And let us not grow weary in this season of doing good, and at the proper time we will reap an abundant of harvest. Lord, and like Paul, like Pastor Dardian preached, let us learn the secret of contentment. And that contentment and secret is found in our Lord Jesus Christ, our God and our King. Let us come to you, Lord, the giver of life, the author and perfecter of our faith. And Jesus asks us a question in Matthew 11. Are you tired? Are you worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me, come to Jesus. Get away with him and you will recover your life. He will show you how to take a real rest. Walk with him and work with him and watch how he does it. Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. He won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with him and you'll learn to live your life freely and lightly. All this we ask in your mighty and all-powerful name. And the church said, Amen. Amen. Please join me together praying the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but to deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Amen. God bless you, and I would just like to say, have a great week. Seek the Lord, spend time with him, get away with him, and recover your life. I pray that this week you would have a great time in whatever you're doing. Please remember to abide by the laws and enforcements that have been given, that we would wear masks and keep social distancing to minimize this pandemic as we trust the Lord to see us through. May God bless you. May God keep you. May his face shine upon you. And may he give you his peace. In Jesus' name. Be safe and God bless you. And have a wonderful week. In Jesus' name. Amen.